In the immortal words of Jeb Bush, please clap. Thank you, everybody, for joining us once again on the Delco Young Democast. My name is Mike DeEva. It is so awesome to talk to you guys again. Joining us today here live from the Philly Podcast Festival at Tattooed Mom on South Street, we have Amanda Hammack. How you doing?
Hey, I am so happy that I am in a bumper car recording. You have no idea. And I have someone in my back seat. So it's
yes, good. In your back seat. We're just not doing phrasing anymore, apparently.
You know I aim that, but that's all right.
In your back seat. Pasquale Cipollone.
Did you really make that joke during Pride Month? Get out of here.
You are so welcome.
How dare you?
I'm apparently canceled. Sorry, guys.
You're canceled. Check your privilege. It's June. It's June for like one more week, and then you can get back on that.
Get back on my bullshit. I thought for a second about... I'm not going to do that. Never mind. I thought for a second about calling you an unqualified lesbian, but you are neither of those things. So.
I would love to be, because then I could run for governor of New York City. Or New York, New York, New York, New York.
Apparently, he stole sorry, my Cynthia. Handbag, so it's okay. Oh, sorry. God.
All right. Also joining us, because we would be remiss to do a Delco show in Philly without bringing in some Philly representation, we have our good friend Tom Nardi, was born and raised in Philadelphia, graduated from Villanova University, worked as a staffer on several political campaigns in the Delaware Valley and across the country, and currently serves as secretary of the Philadelphia Young Democrats. Tom now works as an attorney with the law firm Archer & Griner in Philly. And he is the newest member of the firm's cannabis law practice group. Tom, welcome to the Delco Young Democast.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yay! I just realized we have both secretaries sitting
yes.
on the...
That yeah. This is the secretary's couch.
Secretary power.
It's all right. Oh, VPs are in the bumper car. Secretary's on the couch.
This is a very
right.
This is a very unbalanced executive board setup.
Because the listeners at home can't see that Pasquale and Amanda are both wearing their sunglasses, drinking wine indoors. No, yep.
I'm also partially wearing a little bit of that double vodka soda.
Yeah,
just a little bit.
I'm better at it than he is.
Just a touch. You know, you need it. It's like, it works like Febreze, basically.
I didn't want to come down. I didn't want to come down, so I had to, you know.
Delco represent.
Oh, my God. All right. Cool. So I was told that we would get thrown out if we didn't explicitly say fuck Trump. So
yay! Yeah. Wait, can I do it? Fuck Trump?
Wait, yeah. Everyone, fuck Trump? Let's be honest.
Hmm? Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
Yeah.
seriously. I just want to throw you there for a loop. You know, I didn't know if you knew that I was against him.
As we record, I've got this notification on my phone from about 2 hours ago from CNN. The president calls for deporting people, quote, immediately with no judges or court cases and refers to an invasion by, quote, these people.
Fuck
wait,
Trump.
Wait, does anybody know a lawyer?
Forget it. We know a few, just a couple.
Like,
what the
fuck,
fuck
you mean
right?
These people? What the fuck you mean, you people?
I mean, like, that's exactly what he means, though, when he says these people.
Yeah, that's precisely what they're going for. I opened my SportsCenter app somehow. I don't know how that happened, so I'm going to put my phone down.
We try not to.
If we want to talk about the Flyers draft class, then we can do that, but that's another that's another show for another time.
It would take away way too many opportunities to say fuck Trump, so...
See? Exactly. I'm going to lose it. I've got to...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I know is now I have to say fuck Trump at least six more times in order to keep my main, you know,
gotta
my
make
level
up for
of
it.
I'm the one that says fuck every, you know, no. fucking 5
Our
minutes.
Our friend Chris Domingo from the Broad Street Line podcast here to hang out with us. Thank you. Woo! Thank you for talking with me last week, Chris. You guys had an awesome show earlier today. You know.
I don't think saying fuck Trump goes far enough, though.
No,
I think we need to be a little bit
there
more.
There are children in goddamn cages right now. Like, Trump does not do it.
I mean, if you would all, you know, we can get a Hallmark card, and I'll write just like, eat my ass. hugs and kisses, Pasquale, and send it to the White House.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Oh, God.
And then I'll put like a picture of Cardi B just to like confuse them.
It won't get opened if there's a not white man on it.
I mean,
well,
you
we
know.
Can put a white man on it.
Yeah,
you know.
Super Italian name signs it. Picture of Cardi B.
You know,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. You're throwing it away.
Mm. But yeah, there are currently so F that guy because there
Fuck
are currently
Trump.
Kids sitting in cages in a converted Walmart in Texas. Soon to be moved outside because June in Texas is always delightful.
Which is why Melania Trump needed to wear a jacket. to go to the
with
Texas border.
No
in the
hidden
summer.
Meaning.
No,
hidden meaning.
The problem was never that the meaning was hidden. The problem was that we could all read it. It was pretty explicit.
In fairness, English is not her first language.
So. No. No, you ain't. No. No, none of that.
She's an
none
immigrant.
Of that.
She's an immigrant.
I know. When your sugar
it's
daddy
irony.
Runs,
it's irony on
when,
a base level.
When your sugar daddy runs for president and you don't know how to get out of it.
Fair.
Blink so, twice if you need help, Melania.
No, but so if you really think about it, though, I mean, now I lost my track of thought because y'all were talking about Melania. Oh, the jacket. It's $39. They have golden toilets in their like in Trump Hotel. So like,
are you wondering why she spent $39?
No. But what I'm saying is, you can't say that it was an accident or an oversight.
Oh, no.
You are the First Lady of the United States,
oh, yes.
And you have. Consultants, you have advisors, you have people that dressed her. She went to Texas, really, in June wearing a jacket. I lived in New Mexico for 2 years. If I could not wear my skin in June, I would have done that. And you're telling me she's wearing a jacket that says, I don't really care, do you?
But it didn't have a hidden meaning.
No. But like, even if it was like $40,000, I'd be like, all right, poor choice, Melania. But like, okay, you have, it's $39. Like, that was totally something that was on purpose. It wasn't like high fashion. She's just an asshole.
Yes.
I think so, now we've got to the crux of the argument.
Now that you've boiled
fuck
it down.
Fuck Trump, fuck Melania.
Basically. Or maybe it's not her. I'm still under the conspiracy. I'm not conspiracy, the pretty obvious theory that, like, we need to free Melania.
Stockholm Syndrome. Yeah.
Did I not just say blink twice? Stockholm. I mean, you know, we get it. Right, blink twice if you need help. We will come help you.
This is how we get off topic. Because I'm. Oh no!
This is why we have an hour
exactly
and a half.
On, this is literally the topic. Time.
All right, realist back in. Realist.
We're
back
good.
In.
We're good. I had this time set aside before we started.
In about 10 minutes, Nicole, get me a vodka soda. I can feel it with the topics coming up that I'm going to need another.
We're
going to
need a lot.
I'm also going to apologize for the way I sound fighting off the worst sinus infection I've ever had. I promised the sound guy that I was not going to cough directly into the microphone, so we'll do what we can with that.
We're kind of disappointed you don't have an eye patch on.
I
Pasquale and I are both.
I make no apologies about not wearing an eye patch.
There's no that you're going to try. You are not going to cough into their microphone. I need you to make that promise right now.
I can't promise I'll try, but I'll try to
try. Do you need a jacket with it on the back?
I'm good.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Moving on. So Tom, how you doing?
Poor Tom.
What did you people get me involved in?
Yeah, I was going to say. Did Andre explain what you were getting into when he asked you about this?
Oh, completely. Everything
oh,
up
yay.
And down.
Cool.
This was all part of it.
Nice. All right. So every time we get somebody new on the show, we just want to kind of get a sense of where they're coming from. So, like, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, when and how you got interested in politics just overall.
So politics for me was part of my family growing up. I grew up in Northeast Philly, and my grandfather was a ward leader up there. Mike Stack, he was leader of the 58th Ward. So I have memories from early on, you know, being involved in political things. There would be things going on in their house in support of Bill Clinton or whoever. One of my earliest memories of really anything is I was 6 years old, and my uncle was running for state senate. So this was 1992, and we were going around, like, hanging up signs on telephone poles and just being really mad that there was like a staple gun and they wouldn't let me use the staple gun because, you know, I was six and that's not a good thing for a six-year-old. But
it's not like one of the pneumatic ones, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're fine.
I would have been
here,
fine.
Little Tom. Have at it.
it went from there. It was exposure to my family and a history of public service in my family that this was something that was important and this was something that people should be involved in, and people should do, and people should care about, and that was the start for me.
Nice. All right, so I'm very, it's very interesting since, you know, we're all involved in Young Dems, either Delco or Philly. It's very interesting to me kind of like comparing and contrasting kind of how the different organizations work. So, like, what is some stuff that the Philly Young Dems are up to right now?
So, Philly Young Dems, you would expect that since Philadelphia is the biggest county in the state and the biggest Democratic county in the state, that Philadelphia Young Dems has been, you know, this powerhouse organization for forever, and that's just not true. I believe we're like a year and a half old. For the longest time, there had been no Young Democrats chapter in the city of Philadelphia.
Wow.
To kind of have a sustained organization to promote young people being involved in the Democratic Party in the city, and because Philadelphia is, I think, 6-1 or 7-1 Democratic registration edge, being involved in the Democratic Party is how you how you accumulate political power in the city. And we've been trying to promote that for young people. We had, you know, a training before this last election for folks to run for state committee, for folks to run for city committee. Currently, the youngest ward leader I think ever to be elected in Philadelphia was just elected this year and spoke at our last meeting.
Awesome.
And I mean, we're moving forward into our summer agenda. We're looking at you know, things for the fall, like back to school fundraisers, park cleanups, and obviously things focused on the elections. You know, GOTV, voter registration. Obviously, you guys know there's a big congressional election down in PA 5.
Really?
We're going to get Mary Gay Scanlon elected.
Oh, my God. What?
Who is it?
Whoa.
Wait, Mian's gone? Soulmates.
You forgot the hashtag. Oh. Hashtag soulmates. Thank you.
You know, of anyway. All the people that kind of went away embarrassingly, I think Patrick Mian might be my favorite.
I mean, yeah, that's...
So I'm going to totally plug, because I was at your meeting, you guys have a Mattyunk Summer Social coming up.
Ooh. Oh, John Brady would have killed me if I forgot to say
and
that.
And it's August 23rd.
Where is it?
It's August 23rd, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Mattyunk Brewery.
Ooh.
So...
And this will actually be... Out. This is... You know, we're a new organization. We're going to make it an annual event. This will be our second annual one.
Yes.
Awesome. Last year was a big success. I think there were like 100 folks there. And we're looking to make this an annual tradition where we show that young people are a political force to be, you know, reckoned with in the city of Philadelphia.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a really cool event. So
avoid the Schuylkill Punch unless you want to like, unless you want to die.
Don't do that.
The water will not come from the Schuylkill.
So you guys are so a good. year and a half?
New-ish. We really
you sound like us. Yeah.
We really got started kind of in the wake of the 2016 election. It was four people that got together, including me. We were like, wow, we all want to die right now. So, like, what should we do? And it was, well, here's how we can move something forward in Philly, and here's how we can get more people and better people involved in the process.
How has your reception been?
The reception's been great. I mean,
dinosaurs aren't trying to chase you down the streets and eat you. No.
It came out last night. No spoilers.
So Jesus. I don't know if you've ever like I am the person that's always like dinosaurs. It's you know the older people that we have in you know
yeah.
our party.
Yeah, the Philly Democratic Party has a really sort of like it's got this stigma of being like a bunch of old. Folks.
Dinosaurs.
I have no idea
dinosaurs.
What you're talking about.
you know, whether it's deserved or not, that's its reputation.
I mean, I think I think it's been good for us. I mean, Chairman Brady, Congressman Bob Brady has been one of our biggest supporters.
Okay.
City Commissioner Lisa Dealey has been a big supporter of the organization. I think there are people that see that there's the value of having young people involved rather than trying to push young people to the outside and making them the enemy of the power that you think is yours and is only yours and that you deserve, rather than bring folks in and have people involved in this process together. So that's what we've been trying to do in Philly, and I think there's been a big success there.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, that's something that we've been trying to work on a lot in Delaware County that we've had mixed results. But
uphill battle,
you know.
Oh, yeah, it's always an uphill battle. And I'm, you know, I'm sure not everything will always be, you know, cheery and rosy in Philadelphia, but you move forward.
Cupcakes and gumdrops.
But all right, I want to shift gears a little bit. Currently, you're working in the cannabis law practice group over there at Archer and Griner law firm. You know, obviously, marijuana is decriminalized in Philly. It's basically a parking ticket now. Medical marijuana is legal across the state. Is your firm kind of more focused on defending the progress that's been made so far, or are you guys looking to kind of push and to expand access further?
So Archer and Griner is a regional firm. Our biggest office is in Haddonfield, New Jersey. The second biggest office is in Philly. So the folks involved over on the Jersey side have been really hands-on in the effort to legalize marijuana recreationally in New Jersey. It's already legal medicinally in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, but things are moving very fast in New Jersey. Bill Caruso, who is one of the heads of the group and is head of public affairs at Archer, was a former staffer for a lot of the Democratic organizations in Jersey, and he's been really hands-on on this, trying to move the ball forward, keep an update of what's going on, and trying to keep people focused on what should be the end of things. So we're looking at this is something that's going to expand. It's going to be an industry that's going to expand in New Jersey, and from the Pennsylvania side, we don't want to be far enough behind that we're going to lose we're going to lose out to Jersey on businesses that should be started here in Philadelphia. Nice. and across the state.
Yeah, was that something that, like, was this where you wanted to go when you joined the firm, or was this just an opportunity that presented itself?
This is an opportunity that presented itself. I mean, for firms to be involved in this space is pretty new, and Archer and Greiner is one of the firms that's trying to be out on the front lines of it, in terms of helping people who are interested in being involved in this business, whether it's growing cannabis, whether it's growing hemp, whether it's being involved in any ancillary businesses that, you know, banking or security services or transportation or whatever you have, there's going to be a lot of stuff to do in this industry. I mean, California's industry is recreationally legal industries estimated to be, I think, at $9 billion by the end of next year. It's moved beyond, and obviously I think recreational legalization is still a social justice issue and things like that, but now it's becoming an economic issue as well, as we see more states move to full legalization.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh.
No, I think it's great. No, I'm like, really?
Do we have any opponents of legalization in the room who wish to fight me?
Where are we recording? I'm just saying.
You got a long reach, man. I wouldn't want to mess with you.
No, actually, well, the bit about that I kind of found interesting was we're not just discussing, you know, marijuana as a whole, but as you mentioned, like, hemp and so forth, mm-hmm. and so on, that it's kind of broadening all of those markets, which I think is fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
So yay for the work on you.
Mm-hmm.
Something that you touched on that I thought was kind of interesting was, like, especially the banking and, like, the finance side of things. Since marijuana is still illegal on the federal level, there are a lot of sort of issues with banks getting involved with lending for startup businesses and things like that. How do you see that changing in the near future, if at all?
So there's, banking is one of the biggest issues for organizations and companies that are even tangentially related to cannabis. Since it's federally illegal, not to get too far into the weeds of it, but what has to happen is when a bank takes money from a firm that they know sells cannabis, they know that was under federal law an illegal transaction, so they have to write what's called a suspicious activity report, which is how Michael Cohen's going to end up going to jail, for the record.
Zing.
Mess. So a lot of banks don't do that because they don't want to handle the paperwork, and they can all and it requires a lot of due diligence on their end that they say we just don't want to be a part of it, and they can also lose their federal charter. Now there's a bill in the Senate which was sponsored, I think, within the last couple weeks by Elizabeth Warren and Cory Gardner out of Colorado, a Democrat and a Republican, to kind of, where there are state legal programs, keep the federal government out of it. It's a little weird as a liberal Democrat to be on, like, the states' rights issue side of things,
yes.
But I mean, that's a big thing, and so that could move. Trump allegedly said he's in support of it, despite the fact that it's his attorney general who's thrown the whole industry kind of into chaos by saying that, well, no, they are going to prosecute bankers who help in this industry.
In
Fox Sessions.
In fairness,
something so I couldn't get that out.
The entire Trump administration kind of doesn't know what page it's on with itself. So
no, particularly since Steve Mnuchin, he basically just wants to tax it where it's legal. No. So they're fighting themselves.
Like, just at this.
Can we go back to fuck Trump? No,
we can. I mean, we can do whatever we want. But you know, where do you? Tom, where do you kind of see...
There you go. Fuck the GOP. I like that.
Get them.
There you go.
Man, this show is going to be real specific, isn't it?
No, not the whole GOP. Just like...
Which one of
any
the...
Any part that agrees.
That's the whole GOP.
I'm sure there's
by the
one.
Way,
I fell down a Wikipedia
way,
hole yesterday, and Nelson Rockefeller was all right until that weird shit at the end.
This is what he gets for sticking us both in the bumper car.
No, this was intentional.
Okay.
This was so I could save my voice later on.
There's
going to
be
show.
A fight in the bumper car. Like 40 seconds.
Fuck the GOP.
Hold my vodka.
I said
hold
one of
vodka.
Them was fine.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. Accountability.
We're
going to
order these hands from the bar. So, Tom. What do you think?
People in the bumper car.
What do you think is kind of like the next step that gets taken by whoever it is? You know, what basically, where does it go from this point?
I think, so when Colorado legalized recreational use, I think it was kind of an experiment, and now what you're seeing is so many more states are moving forward with legal programs and figuring out how they do this. You're going to see, honestly, the way I look at it is the way the fight for marriage equality went, was there were a critical number of states that legalized it, and it became sort of a comfort level with people who would have otherwise been on the fence. And it'll, I think once it reaches a breaking point, I don't know when that'll be, it'll move quickly, because you're seeing otherwise really conservative Republicans move on this issue. So just as an example, in Pennsylvania, the DUI law is if you have any Schedule One drug, which Pennsylvania characterizes marijuana as a Schedule One drug, if you have any amount of it in your system, you are not allowed to operate a motor vehicle. And marijuana stays in your system for a long time. It makes no exception if you're using medicinal marijuana or if you're not currently intoxicated. A Cumberland County Republican is introducing a bill to change that if you're using medicinal marijuana and you have and you're not currently intoxicated, you can drive a car. So this is not like somebody out of Philadelphia or Pittsburgh. This is somebody from Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, like a backbench Republican. You have Cory Gardner from Colorado, who's otherwise a conservative Republican. You have Dana Rohrabacher, who's a very conservative Republican and possibly on Russia's payroll. It's the Rohrabacher FAR amendment, I believe, that is currently keeping the federal government out of state legal programs where banks are doing business with them. So it's conservative Republicans who see this as a good thing, in addition to liberal Democrats and mainline Democrats. And I think we're at a tipping point, and it's going to move quickly.
It's almost like these policies make sense, and that's why people support them.
Literally and figuratively.
That's too clever. We're moving on.
Hey!
Philadelphia's own John Brady just walked in the room. Hey. He is better dressed than literally everyone here.
Hey, I take offense to that. Slightly, maybe.
I mean, I'm in theme, though. I'm in theme, so.
Pasquale is wearing Delco.
Truth.
Yes. Pasquale's making it happen.
I'm wearing Delco, and I carry it on my shoulders every day.
Along with my bag, apparently. Whole thing.
I carry it on my shoulders until I take it and put it on top of the wall.
What are you running for? You're running for Springfield Commissioner. You're running for County Council. You're running for Congress.
Congress again,
you're
yeah.
running
you're
for
CD7, yeah.
Governor.
CD7.
Yeah.
He's running for CD7.
I'm going to re-crack open State Committee and run again. Yes. We're going to hold a special.
So I'm
accused of running for literally everything.
Fucking nightmare.
Judges. There's going to be four judges.
Yes. Pasquale's going to be all four judges
all
in Delaware
four,
County.
Plus
all
one.
Four
It'll be
just,
fine.
Just four different wigs. And four different aliases.
As long as one of them is the white powdered wig from like the 1700s, I'm down.
Exactly. I got to come up with a British name.
Speaking of money, speaking of taxing things.
I was just
going to
say, that was a great segue. I love it.
I do what I can. When and you call it out, it gets less smooth.
And you did it live, too, with no edits.
Live.
It's 4:17. How are you going to fill the rest of the hour? Are you stressed?
We got this.
I'm just trying to make your life miserable right now.
I'm aware.
Hold it down, bumper car. You don't need to take the whole show.
We've been holding it down.
I'm
going to
roll that damn thing down the stairs,
Leave
I swear.
Leave my backseat driver alone. I'm just saying.
Okay. So, on the subject of money, apparently local governments in this area are terrible with it. We talked a little bit on previous episodes about Upper Darby Township losing $300,000 from its tax office when one of its employees decided, I'm just going to mark down paid and then
we
just
didn't lose
pocket
it.
That.
They didn't lose it.
It's not Fair funny. Enough. I'm sorry, but I'm laughing.
No, I mean, it's kind of funny. Like, if it wasn't money that I literally paid, it would be pretty fucking funny. But some of that $300,000 was mine.
Which is a bummer. You're a taxpayer, so.
But now, City Controller Rebecca Reinhart tells us last week that the city of Philadelphia has $33 million unaccounted for and an additional 900 some odd million dollars that they kept track of bad.
926, because I read enough of these articles, just so you know. They found 5.6 million of that 33, though.
I mean, that's a start, I guess.
I fucking cry when I lose $5.
Exactly.
I don't know about you, but like how many times is that?
When
like,
I find a 20 in my pants pocket
right?
in the dryer,
laundry
like,
money.
It's
laundry
the
money.
Greatest fucking thing
how many
in the world.
Times when you're putting the laundry away and you're like, holy shit, $20. Like what the fuck?
Can we just stop pretending to be shocked?
No,
that,
I'm
that,
actually
that there was
shocked.
A loss of money. Like,
well, it's not. It whether, wasn't we lost. Should, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Unaccounted for.
Okay, finance lady. Let's do
wait,
it.
Wait, the word is because
you can catch
laughing.
These hands, Amanda.
I will turn around in this bumper car. Reconciled. It is unreconciled money. If I read any more of these articles with the word unreconciled, I'm going to cry.
Which basically, unreconciled means we don't know where it is, but it could have got spent, right?
Maybe. Right, which we just don't know. I'm not arguing. I'm not putting the blame on
either. Which, if you're not an accountant, people would say that's lost. Because then, I don't know where the fuck it is.
So we have, like, school shutdowns, new taxes, and $33 million missing.
Yeah.
I'm That's glad great, that Delco 20? Is not the only place that this is happening.
But it raises what I think is an interesting question. And since I'm running stuff, apparently what I think is interesting questions are what we talk about.
Oh, okay. When, sorry.
We'll edit that out.
That's the sassy secretary couch.
Apparently, being sassy, I'm never going to be able
we're gonna
to be
walk the audience in a second.
Mom and not think of it as a sassy secretary. Yeah. Out of the fucking room.
I was going to say, apparently, the secretary means that the vice president does not get to finish his sentence.
But it raises an interesting question in my mind, which is, you know, Delaware County and Upper Darby Township, exclusively Republican run. Philadelphia, exclusively Democratic run. You know, is there something about you know, one-party governance that allows this sort of thing to happen, or is this just like a couple of one-off incompetent assholes?
No, I think it proves that we both fuck up on both sides. I mean, really? You know.
I think that's right. Everybody's capable of not... So, also to take it back for a second, just to talk about Philadelphia specifically, because we were talking about this beforehand.
Right.
Their budget system is older than almost anybody in this room. Maybe everybody in this room.
We could add our ages up and probably
they still use the FAMIS system, which is older than Windows. It's 40 years old.
Yeah.
They tried to put in a new payroll system several years ago and couldn't because they couldn't make it work with their budget system. So instead, they just use spreadsheets.
Excel spreadsheets. Yay, because once you have a fuck up in the beginning, it just keeps going.
Do they at least lock the cells so nobody can fuck with them? Like,
I mean, that might...
It's blowing my mind.
That makes sense.
So, I mean, that's part of it, is we're not investing in infrastructure in these things. So when we talk about closing schools and things like that and things we traditionally talk about infrastructure, we're not talking about the infrastructure of government in order to just make the thing run. It shouldn't happen in Philly that $33 million is unreconciled, and it shouldn't happen in Upper Darby that somebody can take $300,000 and no one notices for a few years. Another point I wanted to make is I don't think it's symptomatic of one-party control. I think it's symptomatic of just user error, because one of the things Controller Reinhart's office put out was a comparison of Philadelphia to, like, the top 10 other biggest cities in the country. And she's pointing out a lot more flaws in Philadelphia than exist anywhere else, but a lot of those other cities are just as democratically run, I mean, New York being the example. And they don't have these problems.
Oh, that makes sense.
But I'm laughing. I'm like, wait a minute. I took notes. Let me touch upon that. What was it? Two? Oh, my God. I have to go back to that. It was like... Oh, I can't even figure it out. But I was reading on that, and as you were saying, with, you know, kind of how, where we fall.
Yeah, I forget exactly how she categorized it. But it was like two, like, serious errors and eight, like, vulnerabilities. And any other city has, like, one.
I know. I'm like, hold on. I actually have to put the glasses on.
Getting serious for a moment.
I know. Oh, imagine that.
Serious up.
Down to the fact.
But, I mean, if it's... So it's not necessarily a matter of oversight. It's a matter of, you know, it's kind of structured so that whoever's in that position is going to fail, just because it's like, you know, people trying to use, like, steam-powered computers and shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at the risk of being, like, Pollyanna about everything, like, there's no indication that there was necessarily fraud or any wrongdoing. It could literally just be someone forgot to, like, carried the decimal point wrong, and they were just doing that for like 9 years.
And that's the problem with using Excel spreadsheets, because you fuck up the formula and it just keeps carrying over and over.
And the other thing is they found some of it. The mayor appointed a task force, and the errors in Philadelphia they've been figuring out a lot of it, but some of it may literally be impossible to figure out where the money actually went.
So what does that mean for a bottom line? Like, what is an acceptable loss, do you think?
Is
there an acceptable
loss?
I don't think there is. Like, so if they find 28 of the 33, do they go,
That's a good question.
$5 million, you know, that's fine. That's, you know, a drop in the dime. And, you know,
it, that's 1 10-year tax abatement for new construction, you know.
Oh, yeah. We won.
I'm leaving. I'm leaving. This is canceled. This is over. This is disgusting. I'm out.
But I mean, like, is there an acceptable loss to this?
I mean, the unacceptable part to me is that we have a system where these kind of errors can just happen and no one's catching them. But like, so maybe you put that system in place and then you figure out what's acceptable, because and I mean, there's probably always going to be some loss somewhere, just because I mean.
Human error.
Yeah, there's human error. The budgets are in the millions and billions of dollars.
Right, and to be fair, so the $33 million in this budget is probably minuscule in the grand scheme of things. Yeah, so, and actually, not that that's an acceptable kind of, you know, reasoning, but I look at, so the task force that they've put together, do you think needs to be charged twofold with find it, and while you're finding it, can you create something or give suggestions to something that make us, you know, not lose another $33 million?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. Obviously, like, the biggest part is you're missing money, but if the system doesn't change, this will happen again.
Right.
Like, if, and like, you know, to bring it to Upper Darby, if Upper Darby system doesn't change, I think I read in the article that they're buying like an $800,000 or $500,000 new accounting system. Yeah. To fix this. So, like, if the system doesn't change, something like this will happen again. So if you're finding the money, that's not the only thing you should be focused on. You should be preventing money from getting lost in the first place.
So we can say it here. We can be like, stop using Excel spreadsheets.
Now, I will defend Excel spreadsheets to the death.
No, I love them, but not for fucking accounting.
Not accounting on a $1 billion budget. Like, I use Excel spreadsheets on, like, political campaigns where we, like, had...
I keep
$10,000 a month, and like that was hard.
You're running one of like the 10 largest cities in the country, so maybe Excel spreadsheets should not be like your fucking go-to.
Maybe we should.
But also,
that's the TLDR.
I'm just saying. But also, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Delco is great, because we're smacking people left and right down there. So we're coming for everyone.
This is not even a matter of coming for people. This is just like, you know.
Oh no, I want wigs.
We don't want
streets.
This. We want.
Bags.
That's why he's
the
in the back
of the
seat
road.
Of the car. I'm just saying.
It's been a little while since we stated explicitly that all of our opinions are ours alone and do not reflect any larger group.
I mean, I have not. Oh yeah,
it's been at least four or five podcasts since we've had to do that.
But, you know, I like the idea that we're taking fiscal responsibility from the Republicans and, you know, basically sticking it directly up their noses.
No, I agree.
That makes me happy.
Well, but also, I mean, in Delaware County with the Republicans, the whole argument is you don't want to be like Philadelphia. And I'm like, where the fuck do you think everybody came from out here? Yeah. Like, I mean,
no,
genuinely,
surely.
A few people are actually born and raised in Delco. Like, me and my sister are from Northeast Philly. Like, shout out. Wait, what'd you say?
Dead silence.
Moving on.
I'm flipping the mic. Was that a read? That was a read. I can feel it. How dare you?
Okay.
But I mean, like, in Delco, the Republicans complain, like, oh, you don't want to be like Philly. And then you turn around and Republicans do things that are literally exactly what they talk against. So,
of course.
I mean,
everybody in the room who's shocked, raise your hands. Oh, not a single one.
Wow, that silence is deafening. It was recorded. That's actually upsetting.
All right. Moving on. One other thing that I wanted to talk about that kind of affects both Philly and Delaware County pretty substantially. WHYY is reporting that, among others, reporting that there is currently a gasoline spill into Darby Creek down in Tinicum by the airport. Sunoco swears up and down that they can't figure out where their leak is or if it's even theirs in the first place, because Sunoco is really great at pipeline safety, which anyone who's listened, see like the past four episodes of the Delco Young Democast. We've got Hans von Moll here from the Chester County Democrats, so I'm sure you've got some thoughts on Mariner East too. Just a thumbs down. And
down.
Yep. We're working on it, dude. But
united together.
You know, just another thing, like, it's not just isolated. Number one, it's not isolated just to the Darby Creek. That flows directly into the Delaware, where like a bunch of places get their drinking water from. So let's make sure we get all kinds of nasty petroleum products in that.
Didn't you say not to drink the Schuylkill Punch?
No, Schuylkill Punch is a beer at the Mad Young Brewery.
They actually... Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you new here? Yeah.
Wait a minute. You understand why I... Schuylkill Punch water.
No, he's
giving us
just for the record, like no one can see the look of genuine shock that Schuylkill Punch is a real beer.
Yay, I'm going afterwards. Real quick, he gave us the timer thing. Did you?
Oh, it's 4:30. We get it. We get it.
We're good.
So Schuylkill Punch is a beer at Manny Young. I'm going to make it really fast.
Oh, I love it.
And the thing is, I had like two of them, and then my sister had to help me get to a lift. There's only one way to leave the brewery, and it's through those gates. I can't say brewery correctly. Thanks.
You threw up on the curb. I love having your sister in the sidecar. She is so owning that spot forever now.
I'm just letting you know that I will not be attending, not because I don't want to be there, but because I can't afford
to be there. We plugged you, by the way. We plugged John. We plugged your event live. We plugged the event.
At the Mad Young Brewery.
We got you.
Do
I failed to plug it. Punch. She rescued it.
I plugged it. We're good.
have zero Schuylkill Punches.
Oh, God.
Woo!
Larry Krasner right. showed up in shorts and a t-shirt last year. It was nice. Wonderful.
All right, you got to drag us back on Fearless Leader. You got to drag us back. This is what happens.
I'm trying to. Wait, no, I mean,
pipelines?
Part of me. Yeah,
pipelines.
Part of me.
Fuck the pipelines. Fuck the pipelines. Yes.
We'll build a pipeline full of beer directly to my house.
Delaware
County,
people
would volunteer on that.
Yes, they would. Oh, my
God. Volunteers?
Just the thought process.
Pasquale volunteers as tribute.
No, I almost named an entire town. We all know what we have in mind. There's one town in Delco that you know, like, every citizen would help on that pipeline.
Yeah.
So for those of us in the room from Philadelphia, do you care to be more specific? We can go talk about
everyone.
Pipelines.
Everyone say the township on three.
Nope, we're leaving you to do this.
No.
Oh, no. We are totally... Own it from the back seat.
Ridley.
There you go.
Totally, I mean, yeah. That's,
oh, yeah.
That's
who said really? Yeah. Oh, I was like, well, you know.
Yeah, no.
Listen, Barnaby's Ridley's where it's at.
It's rocking.
Oh, it's where Aunt Mary Pat did all those fireball shots.
Oh, Aunt Mary Pat. Do you think if we live, we were like, Aunt Mary Pat,
no,
we could get her on?
I think Aunt Mary Pat wants to stay politically neutral.
Yeah.
She's been through a lot. Rich Laser. How the hell did she stay politically neutral?
That's because Aunt Terry took a picture with Mary Gay and Ed Rendell. I know way too much about like the Delco drag political drama. I'm like, well, you see Aunt Mary Pat on.
I'm just done.
It's shocking.
Pipelines.
It's shocking how much drama there actually was.
So look, even now I'm like, pipelines. Let's drag this back. Fuck the pipelines. Fuck all of these lakes and just we're done.
Like, how do we get across to people that like, no, this is going to be an issue regardless of what the hell Sunoco is saying, because you can't trust a word out of their fucking mouths.
Do you want to know what the sad part is? If it's not literally happening in their backyards, I don't think.
I mean, it might be. It'll be like that documentary Gasland where they set the tap water on fire. Like, that might happen.
But I don't think the average so anyone in this room right now is not the average person, and I hate using that term average, but, you know, I don't think anyone outside of kind of being politically active and any of that kind of nature really understands the significance of what's going on. That, yeah, you might be able to pour your... you know, water into a pot to make some pasta and you can light it on fire. Ta-da, magic trick, you know? Cool. I don't know. Do we even have an idea how many times this has been shut down?
No idea.
How many times this
has been
happened?
The Mariner East 2 pipeline is approaching 200 shutdowns.
And this is the Mariner 2, right?
No, the pipeline that's leaking is one that's been there for ages. That
so
just
this
transports.
Is the first one, the second one, we've got a third one coming in,
and
fourth
then
one,
there's,
fifth one, fuck this shit.
And there are
shit?
Like 500 other pipelines that are not named Mariner East also running along.
Right.
And like any one of them could spill anything, who the hell knows, at any time. Like this is like a half mile upriver from a federal wildlife sanctuary down at John Hines. Like...
One of the pipelines should be named McBlaine, so we can get fucked one more time by him. And for anyone listening, he's the like council leader.
John McBlaine is the president of the Delaware County Council.
Was that a way to get your seat next year? Fuck McBlaine.
Oh, I'll say it at the committee meeting next time. I mean, like, I don't want to because I'm busy. I'm actually doing things to help democracy, so I'm, you know, preoccupied.
Funny how that works.
Funny how that works when you
people
actually...
People get busy work trying for people, to save you know what
I mean? I honestly don't think that people really are kind of understanding how significantly of an impact this is. I think they hear it, but at the same time, they're not kind of... digesting it enough to understand how much of a problem this is going to be. So yeah, it happened so and so miles away, but you don't seem to understand that that impact will eventually lead to you. So
I wonder if maybe because it's happening in like a whitish neighborhood that maybe somebody will actually pay attention to it this time.
No, the pipeline is a form of environmental racism because of it goes through in the community.
Yep.
And the issue with the pipeline, though, is that, like, so me and my sister live in Springfield. We are technically in the 5-mile evacuation radius, so it affects us, even though the pipeline is 4.5 miles away.
Yeah. Because once again, 1,000 feet from an elementary school, guys.
But it's less than 600.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
If you want me to be specific, now we're shouting out specific politicians, but one of Kristen's platforms was fighting the pipeline, and so now I have way more knowledge than I ever wanted to know. And now I'm, like, getting arrested while camping outside of pipeline construction. Yeah, that sounds like a thing I'm going to do this year.
That seems reasonable.
Yeah, exactly. I'll wear a mask, I mean, but, you know, whatever. I'm still going to do it. What did you say?
Yeah, Department of Environmental Protection is kind of sitting on this one. A lot of people at the state level are sitting on this one. So, you know, maybe if it starts affecting Philly, we can get some more weight leaning on it or something.
No, because they pass it. County council had a chance to stop it. Local school boards had a chance to stop it. There was an accent on school boards. The governor had a chance to stop it. Everyone in line had a chance to stop it.
The blame.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, no, it's Governor Wolf's fault. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I mean, like, I get it. You want to pass it to the easiest target because Governor Wolf is not going to be able to specifically come to Chester Heights.
And then they just pass it to the next,
And in reality, who sold the easements? Delaware County. Delaware County did it to itself, and then they're like, oh, it's Governor Wolf's fault. I didn't see Governor Wolf sign the easement.
Man.
Now I'm angry.
I was just going to say you're an angry bumper car.
Let's keep Pasquale as angry as possible. Woo. Now it's time for everybody's least favorite part of life. What did millennials kill this week?
This is my absolute favorite. What did we kill? This
I ate no a Tide Pod before I came here.
So we've got it. We've got a good one this time around. This
one a month. Keep me right, you know what I mean? Puts me back on track.
Like clockwork.
How we survive.
This month.
How we keep young.
This week. This week, millennials are apparently killing Tinder dates, but only with Republicans.
Aww.
Boo-hoo.
They can't breed.
Boo-hoo-hoo.
Sorry.
There was a business insider.
I heard that wrong. What was that?
There was
they
a,
can't
not
what?
Not hear it wrong. It's fine.
Did you
nothing.
Say, did you say breathe
I have,
or breed?
I'm going to leave it up to you.
No, you're not. We're going to move forward because I have questions.
There was a Business Insider article last week. The headline of...
If young Republicans can't breed on with Tinder anymore, they're just going to have to move to Grindr, and that's just going to have to be how it is.
No. Keep them off Grindr. I don't need that.
It's just in D.C. We're
fine. No. Actually, specifically keep them off of Scruff because that's where I do well. Scruff is where I met my current boyfriend, so let's keep it off of that.
Oh, my God.
Don't say it out loud. They may not know it yet.
Yeah,
Grindr's
don't give them ideas,
Grindr's
please.
Too popular.
Grindr's where, like, the politicians go, though. So that's the Republican who taps his foot underneath the bathroom stall at the airport. Three times.
The
three
United
times.
States Senator who
I
taps
think I need
his
to take
foot.
Your, I think I need to take your mic away. No.
No. Leave that microphone where it is. The headline on the article, young Trump staffers are complaining they can't date in D.C. because everyone hates them.
True.
Fucking.
And there goes
my
sister.
That's why our sidecar is awesome.
Oh,
I love it.
Thank you, Nicole.
So this is the part of the program where we all say, don't fuck Trump supporters?
I mean,
no, this is part of the program where we're like, we're so sorry that we keep boo-hoo. Killing shitty things.
I think the easiest way you can sum this up is like, yeah, you can say fuck Trump supporters, but you can also like fuck Trump supporters. Oh, really? That's where the silence is going to come from? You don't want to date anyone with opposing views? I'm willing for a challenge. I'm willing to like fight you over dinner.
Oh, I love this. No, wait. I love this. I love this.
Tom was
to
just passed
this.
A news article, and I don't know what it
so
is.
So I can't.
Give me the mic then.
Do it.
I will gladly share my box. Oh, that sounds bad. I will gladly share my
car. I'm not doing phrasing anymore.
Jeepers. Jeepers.
And look,
I'm finding this. I'm Jinkies. Learning this along with our residents. Residents, Jesus. Along with our listeners.
Squatters.
Yeah.
His squatters.
1 year later, how Trump's election has changed the way we date. Philly.com from November 6, 2017. The first date was going great until politics came up. It was a summer evening at 19, and for 2 hours, Brian Lieb and the woman he met on a dating app had been enjoying drinks and a bird's-eye view of the Philadelphia skyline. Then she asked for whom he had voted, thank you for using the correct grammar, philly.com, in the presidential election. Lieb, treasurer of the Philadelphia Young Republicans, answered honestly, Donald Trump. Quote, she stopped in her tracks and said, you know what, Brian, this has been a lot of fun, but I think we're two completely different people.
My girl.
And then she literally got up and left. Hell
I
yes.
You know what? There's sometimes a time for subtlety, and then there's time for other things.
Yeah.
No. I love that. It says everything.
Yeah, like the alternate headline to this is young Republican Trump supporters can't date people because people don't like the shitty things they believe.
Listen, I'm having a hard enough time dating someone that stands for Hillary. So, and I was a Bernie delegate, and I'm like, we don't need to keep talking about this. We both lost. Let's just move on.
We're good. But like, I'm glad that like,
are they blaming all of us though?
No, I mean obviously there aren't many
millennial liberals.
There aren't that many baby boomers using Bumble right now.
That's what you think. That's what you think. How do you think I paid for all this?
Okay. Okay. Deep cleansing breaths. But to quote from the Business Insider article, one 31-year-old female administration official told Politico, as soon as I say, of course I voted for Trump, it just devolves into all caps. How could you be such a racist and a bigot? And you're going to take away your own birth control. Another match on a dating app told her, thanks, but no thanks. Just Googled you and it said you're a mouthpiece for the Trump administration. Go fuck yourself. we're not getting much pushback from the audience here.
No, I just love this. What I wonder is, like, what did they expect?
My conversation will spiral into a way deeper issue, which would be racism within the LGBTQ community. So we're just going to keep it to, I know, huh, imagine.
I will go
imagine an oppressed people oppressing others, unheard of.
I'm very interested in hearing this.
I know,
this can be our entire next episode.
Exactly, that's why I'm like, we're going to take it back.
Yes.
I just want to mention that that's a thing happening in the background.
But it's incredible to me. The thing that it reminds me the most of is an old John Waters quote, the film director, who said, if you go home with someone and they don't have any books on their shelves, don't fuck them. Like, it's basically an updated version of that. Like, if this
I'm
is
not
somebody...
I'm sad by this. Like,
no.
Honestly,
that's not
I'm
the idea.
Really not sad. Like, yet again, like, for all the things that we have ever killed, this is probably one of those things where I'm like, nope, I'm okay. Right up there with Costco.
I have to say, we did not kill Costco.
Costco is thriving. We killed Costco.
Costco
it's
is
okay.
thriving. Ask my mother. Costco is thriving. No, I mean, I think at this current date, what, June 23rd?
24.
Oh, God, 24. It's Sunday. Listen, there's 130 some days to Election Day, I'll tell you that. That's what I know. And I get reminded.
There it is.
Woo!
And I get reminded every single day how many there are left. And my soul will not rest until then. I think at this current date, if you can sit there and be like, hey, I voted for Trump, but like things aren't going the way I thought, then it's like cool. But if you're like, oh yeah, I agree with 100% everything, I'm just like, well, crack open a history book once in a while. So
in essence,
you done fucked up.
In essence, it's a good thing if it brings up conversation, I guess, right? Like,
I mean, I also think that you shouldn't be scared. I mean, if you're that confident, if you're nervous to bring up who you voted for in an election, why? Right. Like, think about that. Why? I have no problem telling people, oh, yeah, I was a Bernie delegate. Like, to Democrats that tell me I'm, like, a piece of shit for that. So, and, like, I'm like, okay, cool. That's great. But, like, if you're really nervous about talking about your political beliefs, why? Like, I mean,
yeah,
aside
stop
from...
and think about that.
Yeah. Like, are you... If you're nervous about your reception, why? Like, you need to examine that.
That being said, I'm still not sad.
Oh, I never said I was sad. I'm just trying to, like, understand.
Yeah, there's an argument to be said about, you know, sort of, like, dividing people and, you know, continued sort of compartmentalization and segregation and, you know, living in your, you know, liberal bubble, conservative bubble.
So out of that article that, you know, you read about, you know, what would have been interesting was had she paused. Like, I probably would have been the first... You know, like, that would have been my response. I'd have been like, no, forget it, and left. However, could there have been something had the conversation gone further? You know, would there have been a moment where he said, you know, like, yeah, I voted for Trump, and shit, I'm an asshole, you know, and kind of gone from there?
It's not even a matter of voting for the guy. It's a matter of you work in the White House now, or you work in the administration
now.
Listen, I'm just... I'm just excited Sarah got kicked out.
That leads to how many people can we kick out of the friggin' restaurant?
I just got told that, like, basically the Supreme Court agrees that I should not get a wedding cake from anybody, but then she's like,
the Republicans were all down about that. Like, yeah, let's not, exactly. Let nobody can have to serve a cake to anybody they don't want to because they're gay, but, like, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, yeah, she can do whatever she wants.
Yeah,
Sarah?
Sorry. My moral compass says that I need to teabag your tacos now. So, like,
she's like the equivalent of, like, spilling water on herself and being like, "That was a hate crime." Like, really?
So,
does she melt?
Huh?
Does she melt? Wicked
no.
Witch.
I mean, I think there's something else to the, like, behind all these stories. Like, you know, oh, she wouldn't date me because I'm a Republican. Like, oh. It's not all women in these stories that are, like, leaving men, but, like, no one owes you their time or their affection if they don't like the person you are. Mm-hmm. So, like, the baseline of this story is, like, I deserve a date regardless of what I believe with the person I choose. And that's bullshit. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I want to be with another man that believes I should have a family and not be, like, executed or converted. So, like... And, you know,
so
like we're pretty much that
so does
simple.
That make us accused of killing shitty mindsets of dating?
I have
that
no
I'm
idea.
Okay with. I'm
I
still
don't know.
Okay with
Can we get back to eating Tide Pods? Because I think that was, like, that was really when we were at our peak talking about, like, the number of Tide Pods.
No, nothing will beat.
I have to go listen to this entire podcast.
No,
yes,
nothing,
you do.
Wait, nothing will beat the flat sheet and Noah.
Oh, my
Fields,
God.
Fields, where we had to pause the podcast to go show him what a flat sheet
had
was.
No idea.
Okay,
it was my favorite.
There
thing.
Was a moment of terror, like I was terrified that he didn't know the difference between a flat and folded. But
are we gonna have like a young Dems and like younger Dems?
Yes,
like,
yes,
that's what it
that
seems
is
like
how
it
it's gonna be.
A flat sheet.
A flat. We've killed.
God
flat
damn it!
You didn't know we killed flat.
The podcast
sheets?
Is Come over.
Why did you give it away? I didn't know what it was either, but I pretended. Now you've exposed us both.
Oh God.
Reel us back in. Come on, Mike.
Yeah, no, we're gonna try and...
He's our captain.
We're going to try and steer this shit boat into port.
it's on fire. Just let it go.
it's on
sink.
Fire, but we got the tugboat with the hose.
Let us
coming.
Sink and become a coral reef.
Our tugboat left. Like, Nicole is somewhere else from the sidecar. Oh,
Nicole's God. Running up a tab on my credit card. I'll tell you what she's doing right now.
Yay, Nicole.
She's running
no,
up. There she is.
Yay.
She was just all in right. the bathroom. That's right. it.
We're gonna start wrapping this up, but before we do, since self-care is important, I just want everybody to talk about something that they've enjoyed recently that has absolutely nothing to do with politics. Tom, as our guest.
Hold on. I have to pause. Shout out from Don Fields. I don't know how he knows what we're saying. Is he in the room? He said, there are, quote, a lot of Republicans on this turf, and they are not home. So put that on your fucking podcast.
He's canvassing.
Thanks, Don. Glad to know you're
Excuse
canvassing.
Me, wait, who did he canvass for?
Zabel, Tim, and everybody else.
Okay, you so know, I'm going to shout out Jen O'Mara and say, fuck that turf, because I had nothing but Republicans yesterday. So that was not
but
fun.
But shout Lord out work. To canvassers who are great Americans.
Yes.
Yes, thank you, canvassers.
You're better than us being here.
Yeah. We love you.
Thank you for everyone that volunteers their time to help us make sure we get the message out, because even Republicans and Democrats are tired of this bullshit, and they really just want to talk to somebody, and going door to door and talking about candidates and issues is the best way.
Have a real conversation with someone.
Yeah. It's
we
not
love
robotic.
You, canvassers.
Yes, we're here making goofy goofs. You're standing out there in the billion degree heat, actually knocking on doors, doing the
Well, I'm doing both, so the two of you should really reconsider.
You know what? Get out of my of my bumper car.
Exposed
now.
Wig.
Tom.
Wig's gone.
Tom, what's something you've enjoyed you over done? The past couple weeks? Unrelated.
So, since the U.S. men's national team has decided not to play in this World Cup generously.
Wow. Wow. Hardcore already.
I and Fox's pivot was root your heritage, and I'm Irish and Italian, and the Italians didn't make it either. I'm just a complete free agent, so I've enjoyed watching a lot of the upsets
Iceland.
In the World Cup.
Go Iceland.
Iceland.
Go. Iceland is the wall. King of the North is in Iceland.
Go Croatia.
There.
I'm about that. We got Belgium. We got Croatia.
So close, Sweden. So close.
It's beautiful. Now, the World Cup's been awesome. I've enjoyed what little I've caught of it. But, you know, I'm not going to tune in until quarterfinals. It'll be fine. what was that? Yeah, yeah. Vladimir Putin is somehow pulling the strings. Which refs did he pay? Possible.
Oh, me? Yep.
Yo, my shout out is going to be my second home, which is Uncle Oogie's on Oregon Avenue. The vegan chicken buffalo cheesesteak has like saved my life so many times down in South Philly. That's my only self care is food. Like I've run out of places to go.
Honestly,
Jesus. My God.
We are never doing a live episode again. Holy
can
shit.
Can that be a thing? You just got sidecarred.
You got sidecarred.
My sister has been like literally T-boning this roller coaster the entire time.
Oh my God.
To be fair.
Your self-care needs to be to mind your fucking business. I'll tell you that. Get a ride home tonight. All right.
I will take you home. You're fine.
Don't do it. She'll talk shit on you later like she does now.
That vegan cheesesteak is really, really good. I will give you that.
I want it to cater all of my political events.
Yeah.
I want Uncle Oogie's to just cater everything.
Yeah.
And if you're down in the like down the shore, no. It's specifically Sea Isle. They will walk to your like tent. They call you and they're like, what like umbrella on the beach color are you? I mean, you don't have to search for me because I will hunt you down. If I'm ordering food from the beach, clearly I have different priorities. So I will find you, and I will eat that food.
Uncle Oogie's.
It's
I
so
love
good.
It. What have I done? I think a beach. Like, that was the last thing that I did that was non-politically kind of... Because, come on. You know, we're all, you know, to varying degrees kind of in this 24/7, if not anything else. We did take Father's Day, and we went down to the beach for a couple of hours
nice.
Where, you know, my pale ass, despite SPF 5000, burned. But that was nice. I didn't have Uncle Oogie's, though. I didn't friggin' know that they delivered to the beach. That's, like, game changer.
Were you in Seattle?
I would have gone to Seattle just for Uncle Oogie's.
I drive
I would have paid the beach tag for Seattle.
I drive from just Springfield.
Seattle needs to be paying some royalties to Uncle Oogie's.
Uncle
Stop
Oogie's,
trying
right?
to ruin a good thing.
So beach time, yeah. I mean, you know, nothing but a few hours to kind of decompress from the chaos that we kind of handle day to day. So, yeah, nice. Nothing big and impressive. What do you got, Mike? Come on.
Big impressive. I've got
yes.
barbecue tater tots from Tattooed Mom. Like,
no, that's wait, what a minute, I got.
Wait a minute.
We need to shout
Stop.
Out Amanda for the
yeah.
other thing that...
Yeah, Amanda...
I haven't had it yet. There's a peanut butter... What is it?
Yes. Peanut butter okay, all right. Donut. Yeah, we'll do that then. We'll do that because I got an awesome apple fritter. There's a peanut butter cookie donut.
Wait, hold on. Tattooed Mom has barbecue tater tots?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh... Look, we're all like suddenly like done the
once.
Podcast.
Yeah,
I can
now
eat two
now,
different flavors.
This is where the microphones don't pick up the audience. But the Dottie's Donuts, two locations in Philadelphia, badass vegan donuts, including the amazing apple fritter that my wife got me, including the pistachio donuts that Pesqual has coming to them.
There's also peanut butter.
I have really confusing feelings about these pistachio donuts. I don't know what they mean.
I have the weirdest butter.
All I know
right
is I just keep looking at the box and I'm like, all
I keep
can
looking
we hurry
at Amanda
up now?
Because it's like, I'm like, Amanda means, Amanda equals pistachio donuts. I'm like, Amanda, where are they?
I beg your pardon, sir.
I just said equals. There's no equation.
Okay. All right. So that's just about going to do it for us here on the Delco Young Demicast. A bunch of thank yous I want to get through here. Thank you to SteelEmpire.com for recording our show today. We had to talk producer Ernie off the cliff for not letting him show up to the bar today and record us. Yes. Okay. There's no breach of no breach of contract on that. You're a lawyer, Tom. You can help me out.
Allow cats into this establishment immediately.
Thank you to Tattooed Mom for being an amazing place.
And for having bumper cars for
we love the bumper cars.
For having bumper cars and like amazing walls and wait staff that knows what they're doing and is on top of their shit. So please make sure you take care of them and be kind to them. Philly Banner Express, the Philadelphia Podcasting Society, Fireball Printing, all for helping out with the podcast festival here today. So thank you all to them. I want to thank the band Tin Mouth for letting us use their song Generation to Generation as our theme song. I want to thank Twitter for letting me change our Twitter handle. We're just Young Demicast on Twitter now. Yo. So please come hang out with us there.
Take that, and every other young Democrat who wants a podcast in the United States.
Zing.
And abroad.
I'm squatting on that now.
Don't forget $5,000. For the Philly Young Dems, the Matty Young Summer Social, August 23rd, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Matty Young Brewery.
Word.
So we gave him a second shout out there.
Yes. And most of all, I want to thank you guys for listening at home and everybody who is here at Tattooed Mom for coming to hang out with us. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate you guys talking with us, and we will catch you next time. Take
would you
care.
Like? Would you like to end the way we began?
Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
Fuck Trump.
There you go.
Take care, everybody.